This is the 2020 State House Podcast, brought to you by South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Funding is brought to you in part by SDN Communications, the South Dakota Bar Foundation, Missouri River Energy Services, and Touchstone Energy Cooperatives. Here's Chris Loffrey with today's top legislative news in Pierre.
The State House of Representatives is passing a bill compelling the Department of Education to reimburse school districts that take part in school sentinel training. House Bill 1152 calls for $1,500 in reimbursement per school district employee who completes the training. A maximum of 30 school employees can complete the training in a year, equaling a potential maximum of $45,000 from the Department of Education. Representative Kevin Jensen was a school board president when the state established the School Sentinel program in 2013. He believes local pressure to spend money elsewhere bars districts from participating.
I know there are school districts that would do this. They would send them. The training is incredibly intensive. Please don't doubt the quality of the training and what the people would do and what they go through to pass this class. This isn't just handing some teacher a gun. These people go through a rigorous training.
In the 7 years since it began, 14 school employees have completed Sentinel training. Representative Jess Olson says employing school resource officers is a better option than training teachers and other school employees.
But that takes an investment. And funding 30 individuals to be trained as sentinels to go through one class in the summer is not going to meet the needs of most of the 180 school districts that we have.
Other opponents say using state funds to reimburse districts makes participation in the training a matter of public record, which could put a target on districts that don't participate. The House passes the bill with 45 in favor, 25 opposed. It awaits committee assignment in the Senate. House lawmakers are passing a bill that allows counties to charge an administrative fee for processing titles that are received by mail. Republican Tim Goodwin is the prime sponsor. He says the bill allows counties to recoup some costs incurred by registering vehicles owned by those from other states. He points to South Dakota's excise tax.
A lot of states around us have up to 6 to 6.5% excise tax. We have a 4%. So you can just do the math if you bought a $200,000 Winnebago. And so a lot of these people that are in Arizona and all over, they're not snowbirds. They actually live other places. They don't even come to South Dakota. They've never been to the county that they register their vehicles in.
Goodwin says Pennington County gets a large portion of out-of-state titles because in addition to low excise tax, it does not have a wheel tax. He says the $25 fee is optional for counties who wish to implement it. It now heads to the state Senate. South Dakota's 2020 riot-boosting law has been approved by the State House and is on its way to the Senate. The controversial bill is a rewrite of last year's law, found largely unconstitutional by a federal judge. Advocates say this version ensures safe and peaceful protests, but opponents say it still deters free speech and assembly and pits government against tribes. SDPB's Victoria Wicks has this report.
Republican Representative Michael Diedrich says the bill protects those who exercise the right to speak freely and assemble peacefully. And he defends the most controversial aspect of the legislation, that protest support could be interpreted and prosecuted as abetting a crime.
It has elements that are required in order for someone to be guilty or at least charged with inciting a riot. And those elements are specific intent to cause a lawless action.
The House proponents of the riot bill are, for the most part, white and Republican, and opponents who speak up are Democrats and tribal members. But there are several outliers. One of them is Speaker of the House, Stephen Haugard. He acknowledges that this year's bill is an improvement, but he still voted against it and then called for unification after the vote was taken.
The most important thing we can do is have an ongoing conversation, try to limit the division and try to come to a common understanding on issues that are important to us.
The division was clear in debate. Representative Sean Bordeaux, a Democrat and member of the Rosebud Sioux tribe, says citizens have not come out to support the bill, and those who show up to oppose it don't do so in large numbers.
The ruse here is that South Dakotans really want this. South Dakotans really need this. I think this is very divisive.
Bordeaux says the language surrounding the law has been hyped up. Fellow Democrat Aaron Healy agrees.
The bill and the narrative surrounding it only creates a state of fear. that pits activists and organizers who are exercising their First Amendment rights against government officials and law enforcement.
The bill passed the House on a 45-25 vote. It now goes to the Senate for committee hearing. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.
The House of Representatives passes an amended version of a bill that changes the age cutoff for kindergarten enrollment effective next year. Current state law requires children start school if they turn 5 years old by September 1st. House Bill 1174 shifts that date to August 1st to ensure all students are 5 years old by the beginning of the school year. If the bill becomes law, opponents worry it could negatively impact families whose children are no longer eligible to start school this year. The amended version of the bill delays its effects until July 1st of 2021. Representative Linda Duba says if a child is not ready to adapt to a classroom setting, it means an added burden for teachers.
I got a lot of feedback from some families about daycare. School is not daycare. School is school. And we do have structure and we do teach. And we are having good success for most of our children. It's these young ones that are really struggling.
The bill passes the House with 62 in favor, 7 opposed, and 1 excused. In a last-minute amendment, a House bill shifts from adding an assault charge for pregnant women with a controlled substance addiction to offering them a defense option. SDPB's Jackie Hendry reports.
HB 1195 established an assault charge against a woman whose child is born with a controlled substance dependency, but an amendment strikes that charge and leaves an affirmative defense for the mother against drug charges if she enrolls in an addiction recovery program during pregnancy. Representative and prime sponsor Spencer Gosch says this is his response to the drug epidemic in the state.
In conversations with some of the local medical professionals, especially in the Mobridge area, we are talking about 1 in 4 babies being born on a controlled substance. That is a number that we can no longer sit here and just take.
Opponents say an additional charge is a deterrent for seeking care, but the last-minute amendment caught them off guard. Jason Rumsa is a lobbyist for the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists.
While they had opposed, the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists had opposed the initial version of the bill, I cannot state what their position would be at this time, but I would certainly concede that this version of the bill is a lot better than what the initial bill was.
During committee discussion, Representative Gosch credits opponents for the changes and apologizes for introducing the amendment the same morning. But not everyone agrees the bill solves the problem. Representative Tim Goodwin warns against unintended consequences of the defense.
It's going to be out to all the communities that if you show up pregnant and you don't have any health insurance, what you have to do is take drugs, and it could happen. You can sit and shake your head, but don't think it couldn't be an unintended consequence.
Goodwin was the only opposing vote. As the bill passes House State Affairs 11-1. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.
Republican senators are advancing a bill brought by Governor Kristi Noem that she says streamlines the county's zoning and appeal process. Critics say it's an assault on local control. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
The bill targets the before, during, and after of a conditional use permit process. Those permits are generally needed for wind farms and hog barns. Governor Noem testified on Senate Bill 54, in which she called the conditional use permit process broken. She says her bill will fix the process and spur development in rural communities and keep young people in the state. The bill clarifies the role of special use permitting, a process set up for counties in 2015. It also impacts an appeal process for approved permits. The bill also mandates an across-the-board simple majority of members present for conditional use permit votes. Some counties utilize a 2/3 majority of members elected. Brian Donahoe is a lawyer from Sioux Falls and lobbyist for the South Dakota Pork Producers Council. He says the issue of simple majority shouldn't be that controversial.
When we allow for the authority to zone, why should it be that much more difficult for someone to obtain approval of an application, whereas in a simple majority situation like in the South Dakota Supreme Court, it only takes 3 out of the 5 to get that particular decision made.
However, reducing that threshold doesn't sit right with some. Frank Klocek is a farmer from Scotland and a former Democratic state lawmaker. He says a two-thirds majority is an extra valve of protection that prevents county commissioners from ducking out on controversial votes.
They're trying to usurp local control with this legislation. This is horrible legislation that goes against everything that we believe in South Dakota with local control. And I just can't believe the governor really wants to pursue this avenue.
The Senate State Affairs Committee is passing along the bill to the Senate floor on a 6-3 vote. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.
You can keep up with the top legislative news every day by listening to the 2020 Statehouse Podcast. For additional programming and news, listen to us online at sdpb.org. Be sure to download the free sd.net app on your mobile device for live committee meetings, floor sessions, and daily archives of the People's Business in Pierre. Be sure to connect with us on social media by liking the SDPB News Facebook page and following at SDPB News on Twitter. Funding is provided in part by SDN Communications, the South Dakota Bar Foundation, Missouri River Energy Services, and Touchstone Energy Cooperative. This has been a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.